From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. There's been quite a bit of talk lately about the pilot shortage, and the opinions don't seem to be mixed. Either it's almost here, or it's not going to happen at all. Last week's Wall Street Journal called it a shortage, while the Airline Pilots Association said just the opposite. So who's really right? In most cases, a shortage means jobs are plentiful and wages are high. But regional airline pay is still lousy, while the majors only need to snap their fingers to find all the pilots they need. The regionals are really where the shortage is coming, though. And it's coming soon. Because furloughed pilots, like those from Comair, are not willing to start all over again at another poor-paying regional job. New pilot starts are down, too, because meeting the FAA's new 1,500-hour rule has raised the cost of learning to fly considerably. Despite the need to protect mainline passenger feed, Great Lakes and Republic Airlines, for example, are already canceling flights because they don't have enough pilots. The majors are going to have to step in, but don't watch for any huge salary increases. The carrot they're going to use? It'll be a seniority number at the mainline, because it guarantees a flow of pilots and it doesn't cost the mainline carriers a dime. American Airlines has already made that part of the New Eagle contract, too. If the pilots will just sign it, of course. Continental tried it, and even Delta has a few agreements to bring regional pilots onto the mainline. So will the seniority carrot work? Only time will tell. For the Aviation Minute, I'm Rob Mark in Chicago. See you next time.